It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. Ask Alex. It's your chance to be part of the Joe and Alex Show by emailing in joeandalexshow@gmail.com. That's all you got to do. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram and send us a direct message. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Let's say good morning to Kendra. Hi, Kendra. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Hey, so I'm just going to start out with the weirdest part first. My fiance sews me into bed at night.
What?
Wow. Okay, that's different.
Did you say your fiance throws you into bed at night?
No, sews. S-E-W-S.
Ooh. Okay. Can't wait to hear about this. So, why does he sew you into bed at night?
Okay. So let me explain before everyone starts judging. My fiance had one serious relationship before me, and she had some screws loose. So one night he woke up, and she was on top of him, trying to strangle him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So he obviously left her, but that's a whole nother story. So he's got some signs of PTSD since then, and I think he has to sew me into bed because he has trust issues sleeping next to somebody just to feel safe, you know?
Okay.
That just seems like quite the time-consuming process. Like, what if you get up in the middle of the night and, like, have to go to the bathroom or something, or you're sick? I mean, that doesn't seem like the best way to do it.
Well, I don't really need to use the bathroom at night, so that hasn't been an issue. Being sick kind of gets a little wonky. The first time it happened was about, like, 2.5 months ago. Well, no, it was 2.5 months into dating. And he just kind of told me that he was scared, even though he knew I wasn't going to do anything. It just made him feel better knowing I couldn't hurt him in his sleep. So then he got out this thick yarn stuff and a big sewing needle and just started sewing the blanket around me so I couldn't get out.
Oh my gosh. And that doesn't make you feel like claustrophobic?
It kind of does. He feels bad about doing it. So he plays the Cinderella song. The one where the mice are, like, sewing the dress for Cinderella.
What do you mean he plays, like, while he's sewing you?
Yeah, kind of to make it less, I guess, awkward. Just trying to make it more of, like, a sweet moment.
Wait, so, like this song?
Yes. That's what he plays.
This is just creeping me out right now. Like, I don't know how this would make me feel more relaxed. I would feel more creeped out by the situation.
But I guess I have to look at it in a positive way. Like, he's tucking me in, which is very sweet. And I don't have to go to the bathroom. It does kind of suck not to be able to move around.
Yeah, I would say so. So I'm guessing if you guys get intimate at all, it has to be before you're sewn in.
Yes, it has to be before I'm sewn in.
And so what does he say? He just says, okay, Kendra, just a second, and then just goes to get the sewing needle and stuff, or what?
Well, we are like, okay, it's bedtime, and then I'll do my routine, like wash my face, and then I kind of wait for him if it takes him a little longer, or he'll be sitting there waiting for me with the sewing kit.
What happens if somebody breaks into your guys' place, or what if there's a fire? You're going to die.
Well, I would think that he would scoop me up. It'd almost be like him scooping me up in a sleeping bag, wouldn't it? I'm sewn in.
Okay, that doesn't seem like the best way to get out, but if you guys have worked on that plan.
Do your friends know about this?
So I've only told two of my girlfriends, and they were horrified.
Yeah.
They think I should break off our engagement, but I love him, and sometimes we just have to deal with our significant other's demons. He isn't hurting me. It's just kind of quirky and odd, and it's kind of sweet.
Is what Kendra's fiance doing just quirky and odd?
No.
Is this something she can live with? He has been through significant trauma. I mean,
so
his ex-girlfriend tried
what?
To kill him.
Well, then don't ever date again. You cannot justify tying somebody up every night unless it's what you're into. Then that's
but he's sewing her in the blanket. It's not like he's tying
her
up in a straitjacket.
You're dating somebody. You get to know them more and you're married. You're like, hey, I really like you, but the person before I fell in love with you, they tried to kill me. So I'm just going to sew you in real quick, so don't move. You'd be like, okay?
No, I mean,
exactly.
I wouldn't, but if Kendra's, like, halfway okay with it, then, like, maybe it's fine. I don't know.
But I love him, so I'm like, what's being sewn into the bed? you know, every night. Like, that's his only flaw.
Only reason I'm telling Kendra not to run is because she said that she's engaged. It's not like she's just casually dating this guy. There's an actual proposal, an acceptance of that, and they're supposed to be going somewhere.
833-JOE-ALEX. Let's give Kendra some advice. 833-JOE-ALEX. Does this behavior warrant breaking off the engagement, or is she right that, like, you just have to deal with your significant other's demons sometimes and put up with weird quirks?
I already know what I'm going to get him on the registry right now. I'm going to get him a giant sewing kit. Let's kick things off this morning with Allie. Hey, Allie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You also got Kendra, what's up?
Well, I think she needs to go to therapy, and since they're engaged, you know, they can face those demons together in there. You know, what happens when they have a kid? Is he going to get up every night? You know, the only one. And like you guys had said earlier, you know, about if there's a tornado or something or a fire or a burglar, like, he's not going to just sweep you up.
Oh, or what if you have to throw, like, you know, regurgitate or go to the bathroom?
Right. So, I mean, I think that, you know, she loves him, and I think the ultimate sign of that would be her telling him, like, hey, like, it's time that we, you know, we do this, like, we'll do it together, you know. You went through something that not many people have gone through, and, you know, that's really messed up.
That's a good point right there.
Yeah, that's a huge issue. So I think that he needs to be willing to go through with that and, you know, move on and you know, learn how to deal with that. And it'll take time, but, you know, they love each other and they're going to be together. And I think that says something that they're together already, and that he even proposed and then left her asleep in the bed alone is huge.
Yeah, that's a big step right there. Thanks, Allie. Do you think when he goes to therapy, though, too, he's like, all right, therapist, just sit down for a second. Make yourself comfortable.
I feel like if my significant other was doing this, I would just rather sleep in separate beds. Like, I would just rather have our own rooms. If he's weirded out by sleeping next to someone, is always going to be, you know, paranoid like that, instead of sewing me in.
Yeah, and lock the door, right?
Yeah, just put me in another room, dude. I'd rather sprawl out anyway.
But if you're in another room, why can't you creep in there in the middle of the night, get on top of him and murder him?
Because you lock the door.
I mean, I guess Joe has a point. His mind is probably going to go there.
You're going to have a separate house. There you go. Let's talk to Kaylee. Hey, Kaylee, you're also on with Kendra. What's going on?
It's Kayla.
Oh, my bad. Kayla and Kendra. There we go. What's up?
I just think that it's so not normal. And if someone's first instinct is to sew you into bed and not just sleep in different rooms, that sounds pretty like serial killer type to me.
But Kayla, what if there's like soft music?
Soft music, I think that makes it even creepier.
So wait, the Cinderella song doesn't ease your mind at all?
Literally, my heart was racing just listening to it. It honestly, I watch so many shows, and I feel like I'm going to read about her in the paper in a couple of weeks about how she was killed.
So wait a minute.
No. He has good intentions. He's not,
a
crazy creepy.
I do not think that he has good intentions.
If your first instinct is to sew your girlfriend or fiancé into bed rather than sleeping in different rooms, I think there has to be something wrong.
You know what? I think Kayla is on to something, because Kendra, what did your fiancé do to make his ex want to kill him? Like, I wonder if he did, like...
That's true. Every time a guy says a girl's crazy, my first thing to ask him is, well, what did you do to make her crazy?
All right, let's go to line number 5 and talk to Ella. Hey, Ella, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hi.
What up? What did you want to say? You also got Kendra on here.
I just think if somebody is willing to marry you, which is one of the biggest commitments they can make, they should just know that you are not going to murder them in your sleep. He needs to run if he is not willing to go to therapy and get this taken care of.
Yeah, like,
he
how
knows
do you...
they're not going to kill him in his sleep.
Yeah,
it's just a safety precaution for him. It's like a security blanket.
You literally need one, though. I don't need a safety precaution to know that my husband isn't going to kill me in my sleep.
That's what a lot of wives thought, and then their husbands killed them.
Yeah, but what do they do to give the husband a reason, though, too? I mean, let's be honest here.
Mm-hmm. Alex, and your Murder Monday, you're crazy.
Hey, thank you, Ella, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. All right, Kendra, we wish you the best, you know, and hope things work out. We have a few more things we can share with you as far as social media, at Joe and Alex show. What do we have?
Gina just brings up a really good point. She says, how do you know the ex didn't choke him because she was sewn every night? Maybe she woke up and wanted to get revenge.
Okay, Kendra, best of luck to you right there.
Thank you, guys.
All right, you have a good one. That was interesting. I thought, honestly, we were doing Freak Show Friday for a second there.
So many people were tweeting us screenshots of the Human Centipede movie. Yikes.
Oh, I've actually seen the first one. Gross, by the way.